For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Just a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so join us next week for Kevin's discussion of five ways to speed up a slow metabolism. Now, today's guest is Dr. Perlmutter, and our topic is Brain Maker, the power of gut microbes to heal and protect your brain for life. Now, Dr. Perlmutter is a physician, and he's a board-certified neurologist fellow of the American College of Nutrition. He received his MD degree from the University of Miami School of Medicine, where he was awarded the Leonard G. Rountree Research Award for Best Research by a Medical Student. After completing his training in neurology, and the residency in neurology, also at the University of Miami, Dr. Perlmutter entered private practice in Naples, Florida. He serves as an associate professor at the University of Miami School of Medicine, is a frequent lecturer at symposia sponsored by such medical institutions as Harvard University, the University of Arizona, Scripps Institute, New York University, and Columbia University. He has contributed extensively to the world medical literature with publications appearing in the Journal of Neurosurgery, the Southern Medical Journal, Journal of Applied Nutrition, and Archives of Neurology. He is the author of many books, including the Better Brain book, Raise a Smarter Child, By Kindergarten, Power Up Your Brain, The Neuroscience of Enlightenment, and that was a number one bestseller. Or the number one bestseller, his Grain Brain and The Surprising Truth About Wheat, Carbs, and Sugar, Your Brain's Silent Killers. I love that book. And another New York Times bestseller, The Grain Brain Cookbook, and the upcoming Brain Maker, The Power of Gut Microbes to Heal and Protect Your Brain. And we're going to talk about that today. Throughout our discussion, when you meet Dr. Perlmutter on the show today, hopefully he will tell us a little bit more about his practice as well as the subjects of his books. So welcome to the show, Dr. Perlmutter.
Well, thank you, Dana. Delighted to be here today.
Well, we're glad to have you. And why don't you get started a little bit with how you expanded your medical background and your background in neurology and what that means as a practitioner?
You know, it's an interesting question. You can imagine I'm asked that question quite a bit. And why would I be interested in exploring the boundaries of health and medicine, especially as a brain specialist? And when you think about it, why not? I mean, you know, neurology can be, at least in terms of the mainstream understanding of brain diseases, a pretty difficult area in terms of having significant treatments available. We really don't. You know, neurology traditionally has been sort of a medical specialty characterized by what we call diagnose and adios, meaning we make a great diagnosis, but then we have to say goodbye because there's not a whole lot out there we can offer people with things like Alzheimer's disease and MS and autism, for example. But, you know, my mission was to push the boundaries, and what we've now come to realize, as is so supported around the world, and that is that things outside of the brain have a huge role to play in what goes on inside the brain. And especially things that are happening within the gut are extremely relevant, have a huge bearing on what goes on in the brain. So I'm sure many of the listeners have heard of this gut-brain connection. And in fact, that is a very, very powerful paradigm that allows us finally new tools that we can utilize to bring to bear in terms of brain diseases by focusing on the gut, focusing on the bacteria, for example, that live within the gut, these 100 trillion organisms that are manufacturing chemicals that are affecting the brain moment to moment, that are determining how the brain functions today, as well as what is the brain's risk for disease or being compromised years away from now. So, you know, when we talk about Alzheimer's disease, for example, affecting 5.4 million Americans, a disease for which we have no treatment whatsoever, as you and I have this conversation, when we understand now that more than 50% of Alzheimer's cases are could have been avoided, could have been prevented, if people had this information, which is published in our most well-respected research, lifestyle issues, modifiable issues over which we have control, have a huge role to play in keeping the brain protected from such a devastating condition. So it is definitely a new dawn. It's very, very exciting. And I think, you know, for me as a neurologist, it's a very empowering time to finally have new tools.
It is wonderful. I'm glad to have been in this field and seen the transitions. I always like to remind people that here in Maryland in the 70s, if a doctor recommended a high vegetable organic diet for prevention of heart disease and cancer, they could be called before the board for quackery. And the evidence was there for decades. So I'm glad to be talking to you about the subject. Go a little bit more into the connection and what happens in the gut, because that is the brilliance to me of what we now understand about the bowel brain gut brain connection.
Well, what we've learned is there are many, many factors. Each, you know, it seems as if almost every week another factor is being identified, and what we're seeing is that the, you know, these gut bacteria, healthy bacteria, the good organisms, the probiotics that everybody's talking about, are really important because they're manufacturing, for example, specific chemicals that have a huge role to play in the functionality of the brain. And that includes things like some of the B vitamins, vitamin K, for example, even the neurotransmitters, those chemicals that are the currency of one brain cell talking to the next brain cell, like serotonin and dopamine that we hear so much about. These are, for the most part, manufactured in the gut, not in the brain. More than 90% of the feel-good, happy chemical called serotonin comes from the gut. So, you know, as we think about depression, for example, and all of these SSRI drugs, the Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft drugs that are designed to increase the availability of serotonin for the brain to make somebody, allow somebody to be happy and not depressed, realize that that chemical comes from the gut. So when you suddenly take a step back and look at that data, it's pretty profound. You know, generally, what makes a good brain go bad, whether we're talking about autism, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, is a process called inflammation, which I'm sure your listeners are quite familiar with. They have an inflamed knee when they have arthritis, or your skin becomes inflamed when it's bitten by a mosquito. But this is the same process that is occurring and leading to damage within the brain and those issues that I mentioned. Now, we understand today that the degree of inflammation in your body is controlled by the gut. It's controlled by the level of good versus bad bacteria and how those bacteria affect what is called permeability, or the leakiness of the gut, keeping the gut either sealed up and not allowing inflammatory chemicals to get into the bloodstream, or when the gut bacteria have been damaged by overusage of antibiotics, chlorinated water, various medications, being born by cesarean section, lack of breastfeeding, to name a few, then the balance of the gut bacteria is disrupted, the gut becomes permeable or leaky, and chemicals leach out of the gut into the bloodstream, stimulate the immune system, increase immune response, and that includes things like inflammation. So it's a big picture. We're in the very early stages of working out all the details as to how it works. But what we do understand is that many of the lifestyle choices over which we have control have a huge role to play in maintaining proper balance of the gut bacteria.
Well, that's that's the good news.
That's the empowering news.
And that we can do something
our destiny
about it. Yes,
food.
I love it. And in the next segment, we're going to continue this conversation and expand it. And for those of you who have just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, the host for the hour, and you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary. And online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And just a reminder to you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. And they also carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. We're here every Sunday morning, so please join us next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on 5 ways to speed up a slow metabolism. And today's guest is Dr. David Perlmutter. We're talking about the brain maker, the power of gut microbes to heal and protect your brain for life. And we talked about the gut-brain connection. And we also talked about a leaky gut. So, Dr. Perlmutter, could we expand that discussion on the leaky gut, what it is, and what we can do about it?
I'd be delighted. And again, you know, let's take a step back, Dana, and for your listeners, we're talking about the brain here. And the next thing you know, we're talking about issues related to the gut because they are relevant. And, you know, it takes a little bit of stretch to embrace this connection between the gut and the brain. And let's go back a bit. And you mentioned the leakiness of the gut. The gut has to keep certainly has to allow certain things to get from the gut into the bloodstream. That's how we absorb our nutrients, our vitamins, minerals, fat, carbohydrates, protein, etc. But on the other hand, things within the gut should certainly stay there that could be toxic to the body, and that's why we have this barrier. And it's incredibly only one cell thick, and that extends from the esophagus all the way through the entire rest of the gastrointestinal system. One cell thick is the barrier, the gatekeeper, if you will, from inside the gut to the rest of the body. And under good conditions, when the body is healthy, there are wonderful junctions between each cell, cement, that keeps this these cells closely opposed to each other and acts as a gatekeeper. But when we traumatize the gut, and especially when we affect the gut bacteria, again by eating a high carbohydrate, high sugar diet, by taking certain medications like the non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, acid-blocking drugs that everybody seems to think they need, and certainly antibiotics do this as well, when we traumatize the bacteria, then the gut becomes leaky. Because it is the role of the gut bacteria to maintain that one cell thick barrier. That's what they do for us. That's what their job is. When you bonk them on the head, they're not as happy as they could be, and they get lax in their work, and the gut becomes permeable, and then things from inside the gut challenge the immune system, get out of the gut into the bloodstream, and excite the immune system. That leads to inflammation. And as I mentioned earlier, inflammation is the cornerstone of really all of our dreaded degenerative brain conditions, including Alzheimer's. So this, in a very fundamental way, relates the gut bacteria to the brain, and more importantly, relates our food choices to the brain through the lens of the gut bacteria. And that is that we now need to look at our food choices not just from the perspective of, well, how much protein, fat, carbs am I going to get? Am I going to get vitamins from this food or their polyphenols, and et cetera? But we have to look at our food choices in terms of how the food that we eat will influence the health or not of our gut bacteria. So it really sets the stage for a new way of looking at our food choices, and I know that we'll talk about those choices in just a minute. But again, this is really leading edge, and what I am really passionate about is how this new information is opening up the door for us to have brand new leverage points for not only treating brain disorders, but actually preventing them. Think about that. Finally, we're at a place where we know that we can prevent Alzheimer's disease, as I mentioned earlier, and that's a disease for which we have no treatment. So the idea of preventive medicine coming to the arena of the brain, for me at this stage in my career, is very, very exciting because it's very empowering. We've now got these incredible tools that have suddenly just become available to us with reference to the brain, and they relate to lifestyle choices that affect the gut. So it's a very, very exciting time.
It really is. And to find that some of the basics in nutrition are really so critical to the brain has been exciting. And I think that what I see in the public, I'm sure you see it as well, that if they were fine in their 20s, they don't see a need to change or differentiate what they're doing in their diet and their supplements and their lifestyle. They seem to think that those cells are going to replace themselves like they did up until we were 21. And I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but I say you're getting worse every day. And you have to do something to soften that, rectangularize a curve.
Well, correct. And again, you know, the notion of the fact that we build new brain cells until we're 21, I think is interesting. But, you know, we've recognized now for a couple of decades that that process of growing new brain cells continues our entire lifetime.
And isn't that exciting?
It is.
I can promise you that
during my medical school training, that was considered a heresy almost to discuss the fact that the brain is continuing to grow new brain cells. But hey, it happens throughout your lifetime. So I think that, you know, this process called neurogenesis is something we want to foster. And it turns out that there is a medicine available now that you can take that will increase the growth of new brain cells. And that medicine goes by the name of aerobic exercise. So how cool is it that you need to go out and buy this very special medicine called a pair of sneakers, and you can, in 20 minutes a day, doing whatever you want, whether it's walking briskly, riding a bike, elliptical machine, you name it, you can therefore, through aerobic exercise, activate a gene pathway that turns on the body's production of a chemical called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, which immediately stimulates your brain to produce brand new cells, brand new brain cells. You know, again, when I was in training, that was never considered, and we were told that you had, as you mentioned earlier, by age 21, you had a finite number of brain cells, and it was pretty much on the skids from then on, and every time you drank a beer, you were going to lose 30,000 brain cells, and you know, it painted a pretty bleak picture of a downhill slide for the rest of your life. We now recognize that that idea is completely overturned and that we have this process, neurogenesis, occurring throughout our lifetimes. All you have to do is aerobically exercise, and other things turn on BDNF production as well, including the herb turmeric and even the omega-3 called DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, which we get when we eat fatty fish or take a fish oil supplement or even an algae-derived DHA supplement. So we're getting a second chance. And, hey, from a personal perspective, for a person like myself whose father died from Alzheimer's disease, I need this information. And as a professional, I need to spread this information because there are a lot of people out there who have a primary relative, mother, father, sister, brother, who had or has Alzheimer's, and that puts them at great risk. Now we know that high levels of BDNF protect the brain, so what an empowering time it is that we're starting to get this information out to the public.
It is, and the DHA factor is particularly interesting because of its role in the structure of the brain. I don't think people realize that. Just as you said, that brain is rebuilding. We're a dynamic system, and our cells are replacing themselves, even though they slow up in some areas as we age. But it is nice to be able to prevent. And prevention and treatment, if we overlap those, at any age, do you regard it helpful for people to start aerobic exercise, even though they may have not done it in the past?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that the actual studies that were done, the one, for example, published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences and the University of Pittsburgh, demonstrated, you know, incredible growth of the brain's memory center in individuals, and they were age 65 and above when they were engaged in an aerobic program. So
it's
certainly not too late. And again, we see, you know, this continues. We see evidence in people 90 years old of neurogenesis, of growth of new brain cells. So never too late, that's for sure.
And just reemphasizing the message, quickly, a few words about fermentation, fermented foods, and how important they are.
Well, again, I would say that, you know, for your listeners, that may be an interesting segue. Why would we have gone from talking about the gut and gut bacteria, suddenly we're talking about fermented foods? Why did Dana bring it up? And the reason you brought it up is because it's exactly on point. You're perfectly dialed in. And that is that when we eat fermented foods, the kimchi, kombucha, cultured yogurt, etc., we are getting nature's probiotics. We're getting wonderful bacteria that then help to reset the gut with healthy bacteria, help to maintain that gut lining and reduce the gut leakiness that is fundamental to such devastating issues as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, etc. So that's why it's really good to add these fermented foods to your diet. Kimchi is so popular these days. It's a very spicy fermented cabbage, very popular in Korea, where it had its origin. You know, this is a food that's been, you know, these fermented foods have been part of the human diet for thousands of years, originally because the process of fermentation acts as a natural preservative. But now we appreciate that fact, but also recognize that in the process of fermentation, bacteria are growing, and these are good bacteria, which is an interesting concept because, you know, we have been sort of geared at thinking of bacteria as being agents of death. I mean, for, you know, instance, the bubonic plague in the 14th century wiped out a third of Europe. So bacteria are bad, or so we thought. But now we recognize the powerful upside of good bacteria, and that's the beauty, the magic of fermented foods.
And they're very intelligent. We're going to continue talking about the brain, the gut, and how to have a healthy brain. We're talking with Dr. David Perlmutter, and we're going to discuss his book, The Brain Maker, The Power of Gut Microbes to Heal and Protect Your Brain for Life. If you just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on five ways to speed up a slow metabolism. Today's guest is Dr. David Perlmutter, board-certified neurologist and fellow of the American Academy of Nutrition. And we've been discussing the brain maker, the power of gut microbes to heal and protect your brain for life. We talked about the importance of the integrity of the gut itself, its impact on the brain and the manufacture of neurotransmitters, and the importance of this colonization of the gut, the microbiome, and how important it is to the brain. So, Dr. Perlmutter, let's talk a little bit about how we can improve the quality and quantity of the gut microbes.
And again, you know, recognize that this discussion that we're having is a discussion, you know, fundamentally about the brain, and here we are talking about gut bacteria. What a, you know, I'm still not over it, and you know, I think that again we're in a very early stage of life and times in terms of understanding this. But we mentioned in the previous segment about the importance of fermented foods because they are rich in probiotic, good, healthy bacteria. Now, we want to nurture those bacteria, and again, we call these bacteria commensals, meaning co with mensa, eat, and these commensal bacteria eat what we eat. But they have certain things that really helps them improve their lifestyle. In other words, enhances their metabolism, gives them the fuel that they need to do good things for us, and also that enhances their desire to replicate, to create more good bacteria. And we call this prebiotic fiber. And this, not probiotic, it's actually called prebiotic fiber. We've known for years, everyone has talked about the importance of having good levels of dietary fiber, but this is a specific type of fiber, prebiotic fiber, that nurtures these gut bacteria. And there are certain foods that we consume that have high levels of prebiotic fiber, like inulin. And these are things like asparagus, Jerusalem artichoke, jicama, which is Mexican yam, dandelion greens, onions, leeks, garlic. These are foods that are obviously wonderful and delicious and have nice levels of fiber and vitamins, etc., but have uniquely high levels of what is called prebiotic fiber. Now, you can buy prebiotic fiber supplements now in the health food store that contain things like inulin or even something called acacia gum. Acacia gum is harvested in sub-Saharan Africa and is a powerful way of amping up the good gut bacteria that will then protect the gut lining, reduce the leakiness of the gut, increase the production of these important short-chain fatty acids that nurture the gut, that help produce higher levels of brain-active vitamins and neurotransmitters. So we've got to nurture our friends in the gut, giving them what they need. And, you know, it's been estimated that our hunter-gatherer forebears would consume about 120, 130 grams of prebiotic fiber a day, whereas the typical American estimated today only consumes about 5 grams of this special type of fiber each day. So I think, you know, one of the take-home messages for your listeners would be you've got to add more prebiotic fiber to your diet. And again, it isn't just fiber. It's not just going to the pharmacy and buying some fiber that is on the shelf at the pharmacy. It's a special type of fiber called prebiotic fiber that will then nurture the gut bacteria. And that's something you can get by eating the foods I mentioned, and also even as a standalone at the health food store, they have prebiotic fiber. But again, the purpose of doing that is to amp up the growth of healthy bacteria, and this is going to be important for your brain, your heart, your risk of diabetes, your risk of obesity, inflammatory conditions, arthritis, even coronary artery disease. These are all inflammatory conditions. We will reduce inflammation as we nurture good gut bacteria. And so aside from fermented foods that are teeming with gut bacteria, let's nurture them by eating foods high in prebiotic fiber. And, you know, that's part of the part three of the book Brainmaker, where I give the reader that information. In other words, first part of the book is what's going on, what does this all mean? And the last part of the book is, okay, now that you understand this, the role of these bacteria, et cetera, what can you do in terms of your lifestyle choices to improve the situation?
Well, I love the way you describe the prebiotics. It has been very confusing for the lay public, and I think you've done an excellent job. What about probiotic supplements and trying to get the diversity that we need growing in our gut, this culture, the microbiome?
It's a very good question. I have to admit, probably I am asked that question about every day, as you might expect.
Sure.
And, you know, there are more than 10,000 different species of bacteria living within the gut at any given moment. And truthfully, a good probiotic supplement that you might find today may have as many as 14, 15 different species. So the number of different species that you can expect in a good probiotic isn't very high in comparison to the vast number of different species that normally colonize the gut. But what we do know is that certain species, certain fundamental species, do tend to have a lot of science behind them, tend to have large representation in the gut, and tend to do some things that are really very important. So you can find good probiotics that I think are very meaningful and very important at the health food store that contain certain organisms, for example, like Lactobacillus plantarum. And this Lactobacillus plantarum has been demonstrated to specifically play a role in terms of keeping the gut lining intact. Lactobacillus brevis also helps to increase the growth of new brain cells, at least in laboratory animals, by increasing this brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Bifidobacterium longum also does that. Lactobacillus acidophilus has been studied for decades in terms of its effects in human with regards to inflammation. So we know that there are some key fundamental organisms, but you know, you mentioned gut diversity of organisms, meaning the number of different species, and that's really very, very important because we in Western cultures have a significant reduction in the different types of bacteria that live within us in comparison to more rural populations, more agrarian populations like sub-Saharan Africa, where their degree of diversity, different species of bacteria, is far more enhanced compared to ours. And as it turns out, this loss of diversity of the different types of bacteria in the gut is very, very important because it relates to risk for disease. That's why people who have such a high degree of diversity in their gut bacteria are more resistant to things like diabetes, obesity, and even Alzheimer's. It relates to the diversity of bacteria. Now, the question then comes to mind, well, what is it in Western cultures that is reducing our diversity, cutting down on the number of different bacterial species living within us? And there are many factors. Most importantly will be our food choices, our higher carbohydrate, higher sugar, lower fiber diet. This right off the bat will reduce bacterial diversity. But when you add antibiotics into the mix, that is a powerful effect on damaging the gut bacteria, and some of those effects will be lifelong. So, you know, this notion of taking a powerful broad-spectrum antibiotic every time you have the sniffles or a cough really needs to be reassessed. And in fact, that's what our most well-respected journals like the Journal of the American Medical Association and Lancet are telling us, and that is that we are grossly overusing antibiotics, and now you know, the downside of that activity has come home to roost.
It certainly has. We are not as well, we don't have much of a fortress in our guts anymore.
Well, that's true. But then again, we can rebuild our gut bacteria with the consumption of these fermented foods, as we talked about, and the prebiotic fiber, and limiting our consumption of chlorinated water, not taking these acid-blocking drugs unless vitally necessary, not taking ibuprofen or other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and by all means being super judicious when it comes to prescribing as a physician or taking as a patient antibiotics.
Absolutely, and it's an important message. It's interesting how the tide has turned in our total reliance on antibiotics as being the solution to our health issues. And now we look at it and say, wow, it may have knocked this infection out, but look what it's doing long term.
Yeah, but you know, by and large, I think it's very clear that it's not going to knock the infection out, because most of the antibiotics that people consume are taken for colds and things like that, and the infection is viral, not bacterial. So taking an antibacterial, i.e. an antibiotic for a cold in general, makes no sense. It's like having your uterus taken out when you've got appendicitis.
Excellent.
It's the wrong thing to do. And yet,
good analogy.
That's why most of the antibiotics are used in America, at least in terms of people. But keep in mind that most of the antibiotics that are used across the board in America are actually used in animals that we then eat, in creating animals that are bigger and fatter. That's where 70% of the antibiotics in America that are used go to. They go to the growth of animals, livestock that we then eat.
That's right. And fortunately, we are paying attention to that, and the message is getting out to the public. You've given us a beautiful explanation. We've talked about the prebiotics, the probiotic supplements, and you mentioned the foods to take. Let's carry this conversation on in the last segment. And for those who have just tuned in, just a reminder that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host. And this show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. David Perlmutter.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of good information about you and your health. Just a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, whether you're on the website or visiting the store at Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on supplements. They carry a superior line from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, so tune in to listen to Kevin next Sunday at 10 a.m. And today's guest has been Dr. David Perlmutter. We're talking about his most recent best-selling book, Brain Maker, The Power of Gut Microbes to Heal and Protect Your Brain for Life. And you may want to go on his site, which is drperlmutter.com. That's drperlmutter.com. You'll find a lot of good information about Dr. Perlmutter and about the subjects that we're discussing today. So let's get rolling forward. We're going to talk a little bit more about the gut microbes, making the gut healthy, and he will be giving us take-home points, and that's very important. So make sure you're listening. When you get through with the show, there are a lot of things you'll be able to do as soon as possible. Some may take you longer, but we've got good tips. So Dr. Perlmutter, let's go ahead and continue the discussion.
I'd be delighted. So, again, I want to just make a great point, Dana, that you had brought up in terms of a form of a question, and that is it ever too late? And, again, it's not too late for anyone. And this is information for your four-year-old entering preschool. This is information for your grandparents and for everyone. And that is that we now understand this incredibly powerful role that the gut bacteria play in every aspect of human health, whether we're talking about the heart, the brain, things like diabetes, obesity, mood, depression, memory. All of these functions of the body are strongly influenced by the health of our friends, this 100 trillion organisms that live within us. It's now even considered an organ in and of itself. 3 pounds, weighs about as much as the brain. This 3-pound organ bacteria and other organisms living within the gut that we call the human microbiome. So we've got to nurture that, and how we do that is, number one, we remove. What do we remove? We remove the things in our lifestyle that are threatening the gut bacteria. We remove the sugars and the high levels of carbohydrates. We do our best to remove things like unnecessary antibiotics, and non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, acid-blocking drugs, chlorinated water. Then we want to replete, meaning we want to put back. We put back the good bacteria by consuming fermented foods like kimchi, fermented yogurts, drinking kombucha, fermented vegetables, cabbage, fermented eggs, fermented meat if you choose to eat meat or other animal products. And then we also want to put back good bacteria by taking a good, high-quality probiotic. You can get that at your health food store. I'm sure Village Green has wonderful, high-quality probiotics. And these are the steps, then, to nurture the gut bacteria. But moving past that, You want to give these bacteria the fuel that they need to be happy, and that's where these prebiotic foods come into play that are high in prebiotic fiber. Again, Jerusalem artichoke, asparagus, onions, leeks, garlic, dandelion greens have a lot of inulin in them that will nurture the gut bacteria. You can go to your health food store and you can buy a bag of prebiotic fiber. It can be high in inulin or acacia gum, which is a really powerful way of amping up these good bacteria. But, you know, I really just want to take a step back. And again, this is powerful new information. You know, we kind of thought we knew everything under the sun, and suddenly we're now playing in a brand new stadium with brand new rules and understanding that, you know, our most powerful allies in terms of being healthy are not prescription drugs, but are the food choices that we make as they relate to our friendly gut bacteria who are doing their very, very best to keep us healthy. Who knew?
It is hard to believe, but you are what you eat. We've said that for years, but it has much more meaning now.
Well, you are what you eat, but more so, you are what your gut bacteria eat.
Yes.
And your gut bacteria eat what you choose to feed them. So, again, as I mentioned earlier, we've got to look at our food now from not just what's good for us, but more importantly, what's good for them, because they're sharing the table with us.
Yes, well said. Very well said. Let's talk a little bit about C-sections. You mentioned that earlier. And what does a C-section change about the gut microbiome?
It's a great question. And, you know, there is this incredible process by which mother transfers bacteria to the newborn. And that happens when baby passes through the birth canal. There's a huge variety of bacterial organisms that colonize mother's birth canal. And when the baby passes through the birth canal, he or she is inoculated. It's a microbial baptism that takes place that sets up that child's intestinal bacteria for life. Now, when you bypass that situation, the baby doesn't pass through the birth canal, as happens with C-section, that changes the gut bacteria, and that can have lifelong consequences. The bacteria that child is then inoculated come from whatever is in the operating room, whatever's on the surgeon's gown, and whatever bacteria are found on mother's skin after the fact. When we see higher risk of a child developing such things as autism, ADHD, type 1 diabetes, and even becoming obese as an adult, when they are born by C-section, you have to wonder, is it always the best choice? Now, again, for your listeners, I want to be clear that C-sections are a life-saving procedure. They're mandatory in certain situations and by all means necessary at times. But when you understand that a third of all births in America are now delivered by C-section, it's hard to imagine that a third of all births are complicated to the extent that they require this procedure. When parents-to-be are meeting with the obstetrician, the discussion needs to go further than just how long is my scar going to be. The discussion should include this new data that reveals significant risk for diseases down the line in children born by C-section versus allowing a child to pass through the birth canal. So I just want to mention, and I talked to you about it during the break, that my new public television program will be airing actually in the Baltimore area beginning right around the time, just about a week from now after this program is going to air. And I cover all this information on the PBS program, so I'm hoping that your listeners will tune into that.
Yes, thank you for mentioning it. And I also want to remind them of the name of the book, Brain Maker, The Power of Gut Microbes to Heal and Protect Your Brain for Life. Let's talk about the fecal transplants. I think fecal transplants bring home that point of the importance of the microbiome and how brilliant it is. I know you've had clinical experience with it, and I'd love to hear you share it.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say personal experience with it. Clinical experience, well said. So fecal transplant is a really exciting technology where, believe it or not, fecal material from a healthy individual is transplanted into the colon of somebody who needs it. It's now being performed in over 150 hospitals here in America to treat a bacterial situation of the colon called C. difficile. That's a situation of overgrowth of a specific organism that can lead to that does lead to diarrhea, and in fact is responsible for about 30,000 deaths in America. It routinely in the past, traditionally was treated with antibiotics, and that was about 28% effective. Fecal transplants are more than 90% effective for the treatment of that disorder. But now researchers around the world are using this fecal transplant to reset the gut bacteria, giving healthy bacteria through this technique to people whose gut bacteria have been damaged and therefore they're having clinical issues. We have on our website under the BrainMaker tab on drperlmutter.com a couple of videos of patients that have been treated with fecal transplant, one with multiple sclerosis who regained the ability to walk, and another child with autism who gained the ability to speak based upon having this procedure. We were not the first to do these, that's for sure. And now there is a large study going on at the University of Arizona treating autistic children with fecal transplant because it is known that the gut bacteria in children with autism is significantly changed, and we're now understanding that that has relevance in terms of their brain function or, in this case, dysfunction. So it's a very exciting technology, and I think in moving forward over the next few years, you're going to see this applied to some very surprising illnesses, most of which will be, of course, inflammatory.
Yes, we're circling back to what the initial discussion was about inflammation and its effect in the gut, the brain, and the entire system. And also I wanted to emphasize that the gut bacteria are manufacturing our immune cells, our immune system. We're getting immunity from the gut microbes. And I think that was the most fascinating first piece of information that was new years ago. But I always like to emphasize it.
Yes. Well, you know, to be clear, the bacteria are not producing the immune cells, but they are producing mediators that certainly influence the function of those cells. And, you know, one thing that's really very exciting is we now understand that lack of diversity of the gut bacteria directly relates to increased production from these immune cells of something called IgE, and that's seen to be elevated in things like allergies and even anaphylactic shock, for example. So the take-home message is we've got to maintain diversity of the gut bacteria, and we do that through all of the things that you and I have talked about today. You know, for certain, we've got to avoid overusage of antibiotics. We've got to be careful about the foods that we're eating, recognizing that when we eat the right foods, we're enhancing gut bacterial diversity.
Well, thank you. Wonderful take home. And thank you for being on the show. You know we will have you back. We need lots of interviews with you to get all these pearls. They're wonderful pearls, clinical pearls. Thank you for being on the show, Dr. Perlmutter.
Well, my pleasure, Dana. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Okay, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.